Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Sudbury Theatre Centre PA Day Camp Feb. 3 Exploration and fun are the key words for Sudbury Theatre Centre's PA Day Theatre Camps for youth ages 8 to 12. Remaining dates for this school year include Friday, February 3rd, Friday, March 10th, Friday, April 28th, and Friday, June 9th. The program includes collaborative activities and games designed to build imagination, confidence, and creative expression. Visit sudburytheatre.com/youth for more information and to register. Live improv show at Sudbury Indie Cinema Feb. 3. Enjoy live improv comedy with local pros and Sudbury's up-and-coming improv artists at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Event runs at 9 p.m. at February 3rd. Tickets cost $10 in advance or $12 at the door. Purchase tickets online here. Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock Feb. 3-4. The Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock returns February 3rd-4. The festival will feature tournaments for multiple divisions, food and beverage vendors, and a variety of other entertainment options. Due to factors beyond the organizer's control, the event will not be held on Ramsey Lake this winter, but will instead be making use of local outdoor rinks. Registration is now full. Visit the event's website for more information. Onapping Falls Winter Carnival Feb. 3-5. The Onapping Falls Winter Carnival runs February 3rd-5, with numerous activities and events happening in Levick, Onapping and Dowling. A carnival button is required to participate in any carnival event or activity. Buttons are $5 for adults and $3 for youth under 18 years old. Children under 2 years old are free. Visit www.onappingfallswintercarnival.ca for all the details, as well as on social media. City of Greater Sudbury Snow Day Feb. 4. The City of Greater Sudbury invites residents to a free outdoor family celebration on Snow Day, Saturday, February 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. near the Grace Hartman Amphitheater in Bell Park. Activities include snowshoeing, skating, snowboarding and much more. There will be a warming area and fire pits, free hot chocolate, entertainment and change tables and nursing stations for families with babies and young children. Transportation to Bell Park will be free of charge aboard Greater Sudbury Transit when passengers inform the bus operator they are attending Snow Day. Free helmets and equipment for activities will be available for loan at Bell Park. Meals and snacks may be purchased from food vendors. Black History Month Gala Feb. 4. Wes Hall, perhaps best known for his role as an investor in the CBC television series Dragon's Den, is delivering a keynote address at the annual Black History Month Gala on February 4. Hosted by the Afro Heritage Association of Sudbury, Hall is delivering the address during an event set to take place at the Steelworkers Hall, 66 Brady Street, beginning at 6 p.m. alongside Hall's keynote speech. The February 4th gala will include Afro-Caribbean food, entrepreneur showcases, networking, a fashion show, live band performances and dancing. Tickets range in price from $35 to $100, and are available online by clicking here as well as at the Northern Ontario Black Economic Empowerment Program, NOBEEP, office at 73 Elm Street. Université du Tracé-MA Age de Sudbury event Feb. 5. Ahmed Saba speaks about the representation of various African countries in Greater Sudbury at the next Université du Tracé-MA Age de Sudbury event. The event runs at the Northbury Hotel February 5 at 11:45 a.m. Tickets cost $25 for members and $30 for non-members. Phone 249-360-5847 to make reservations. Stand-up comedy open mic night Feb. 7. Try your hand at stand-up comedy during Lounging Laughs at the Quality Inn and Conference Center's Lounge 390. A mashup of new and old comedians alike try their best to make you laugh at the once-a-month Tuesday night open mic. Upcoming dates include February 7 and March 21. The evening is hosted by local comedian Cole Leonard. Each show will feature 6 to 8 amateurs. Admission is pay what you can. Doors open at 8 p.m., and the show begins at 8 p.m. Email kalapeleonard@gmail.com for more information. TNO presents Mononk Jules Feb. 8 to 11 Mononk Jewels, a documentary theater performance and literary essay, picks up some of the pieces of the little-known history of indigenous people, a history that has never been taught. Jocelyn Sawi pulls at the threads of the story of Jules Sawi, his great-uncle, one of the greatest indigenous heroes of the 20th century, whose legend has faded into oblivion. His fight will lead him to the point of sacrifice, a hunger strike to obtain true independence for indigenous people. Surrounded by screens and animated models, Sawi takes us on a deep dive through a box of archives from which we emerge forever changed. Performances take place at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Walden Winter Carnival Feb. 9-12. The 50th annual Walden Winter Carnival runs in person February 9-12, with more than 50 events and activities for all ages. Events include a family skate with the Sudbury Wolves, multicultural food dinner, opening ceremonies with fireworks, bonfire, treats and live entertainment, a comedy, hypnotist, magician licensed evening, a 70s disco dance party licensed evening, kids activities and more. Buttons cost $5 each. Kids aged 4 and under get in for free. More information and a full schedule of events is available at www.waldenwintercarnival.com. Sudbury Burlesque presents Va Va Valentine. A burlesque cabaret Feb. 9-17 Northern Ontario's premier burlesque troupe celebrates love and nostalgia with their latest production. From February 9-17, Sudbury Burlesque presents Va Va Valentine. A burlesque cabaret, at Steve's Encore Lounge in the Sudbury Theatre Centre. This latest production features a sizzling review with Sudbury Burlesque's cast of showgirls accompanied by a live trio of local jazz musicians. With champagne, hors d'oeuvres, go-go dancing, sweet treats, party favors, local vendors, and more, the event promises to tantalize and provoke from the moment doors open to the minute patrons leave. A cash bar will be available. Sudbury Burlesque shows are for audiences 19 of age and older. Electronic tickets are available at sudburyburlesque.com and physical tickets can be purchased at Nowhere Public House, at 130 Elm Street in Suquamish. Friendship Center Winter Carnival Feb. 11 Enjoy indoor and outdoor activities, including a hockey skills competition, fish pond, face painting, entertainment, raffles, a fire and more. Refreshments including hot dogs, hamburgers and hot chocolate, food is first come, first served at 12 p.m. Event runs 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Phone 705-674-2128 for more information. Myths and Mirrors, 25+1 Community Celebration Feb. 11 in 2021, Myths and Mirrors celebrated 25 years of building community through art, but with the ongoing pandemic, it wasn't able to celebrate this important milestone the way they would have liked, until now. You're invited to join Myths and Mirrors at Place des Arts for an evening of food, music, art, and fun in celebration of 25+1 year of Myths and Mirrors. Featuring performances by local musicians, a karaoke party, fun door prizes, and more, this is one celebration you don't want to miss. Event runs at 5:30 p.m. February 11th at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Knights of Columbus Brunch at St. Anne des Pins Feb. 12 The Knights of Columbus are serving a brunch at the St. Anne des Pins Parish Hall in downtown Sudbury from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. February 12. On the menu are eggs, pancakes, beans, ham, toast, sausages, fruit cocktail, tea, coffee and juice. Price is $10 for adults, and $5 for the first child, with the rest of the kids in the family getting in for free. Everyone welcome. STC, Yes Theatre presents Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat Feb. 15-18 experience Joseph like never before. The show features a 16-piece orchestra and more than 50 actors bringing this epic piece to life. Based on the Bible's Book of Genesis and originating from a cantata written for a school choir, Joseph is a much-loved family classic. Written in 1968 and featuring lyrics by Tim Rice and music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Joseph features iconic pop and musical theater classics known around the world such as number one hit Any Dream Will Do, Close Every Door to Me and Go Go Joseph. Production runs February 15-18 at Glad Tidings Church. Purchase tickets online here. Valley East Can Family Fun Day Feb. 20 celebrate Family Day Monday with the Valley East Can at the Centennial Arena in Hanmer. Activities include horse-drawn sleigh rides, skating, face painting, inflatable climbing wall, bonfire with marshmallows, typhoon balloon, kids crafts, vendors and a sliding hill. More details available on the Valley East Can Facebook page. Sudbury Indie Cinema presents Junction North International Documentary Film Festival Feb. 23-26 Sudbury Downtown Indie Cinema Co-op presents its 6th edition of Junction North International Documentary Film Festival February 23-26. Junction North brings Northern Ontario non-stop screenings over 4 days of the year's outstanding stories from around the world. Tickets and festival passes are on sale here. View the festival lineup here. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian Derek Seguin Feb. 25 Montreal-based Derek Seguin is one of the most sought-after stand-up comedians on the international circuit. Whether he's ragging on politics or describing life with his children, he brings us into his perspective without preaching any selfish point of view. His undeniable charm makes him simply fun to watch and listen to and is in large part why he is one of Canada's most in-demand comedians. He has performed at the prestigious Invitation Only Just for Laughs Festival an impressive 6 times. Seguin has appeared on CBC Radio's The Debaters more than 25 times. Thanks to Sudbury Performance Group, you can catch Seguin at the Trevi Bar and Grill February 25 from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Purchase tickets online here. Bluecoat Ball Science North Fundraiser Feb. 25 Science North holds its annual fundraising event, the Bluecoat Ball, in person for the first time since 2019 on February 25. Members of the community are invited to an evening of inspiration and entertainment that will help raise funds to establish the Science for All Fund at Science North. This year's Bluecoat Ball is inspired by Science North's upcoming special exhibition, Dinosaur Discoveries. Visiting a land lost to time, guests will rediscover these life-sized dinos as they come to life. Tickets cost $250 each or $2,000 for a table of 8. You can purchase your ticket or make a donation at bluecoatball.ca. Coldest Night of the Year Fundraiser Feb. 25 You can help the Samaritan Center with their largest fundraising event and gain insight into the challenges that the vulnerable people of Sudbury face with the Coldest Night of the Year fundraising event. Held February 25 from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Registration is now open to join or to start a team or become a sponsor of those teams. The route this year starts at Science North and loops through Bell Park with the choice of either a 2- or 5-kilometer walk. Rest stops with hot chocolate and snacks for all ages will make this a family-friendly event. For more information, visit www.cnoy.org. Jazz Sudbury Black History Month Celebration Feb. 25 Jazz Sudbury is getting ready for its inaugural 2023 Black History Month celebration February 25. This addition to the Jazz Sudbury calendar promises to be a captivating event that features Order of Canada composer, pianist Joe Seeley. Africville Stories is Joe Seeley's new presentation that builds on his Juno Award-winning Africville Suite. Africville Stories will present lesser-known poignant and uplifting new stories about the people and their community. Established in 1847, Africville was nestled on the shores of the Bedford Basin at the north end of Halifax and was Canada's oldest black community until it was raised in the late 1960s as an urban improvement measure. Event runs at 7:30 p.m. February 25 at Place des Arts. Tickets for Africville Stories will be available for purchase through Place des Arts, CD Sunday Feb. 26 Calling All Green Thumbs, the popular CD Sunday event is back for another year, but it will be at a new location for 2023. The February 26 event will be held at Science North for the first time. CD Sunday will include a seed exchange, a workshop on how to save seeds, a full day of speakers, and activities for kids. The event will be presented both in person and virtually in order to accommodate everyone. Event runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Register online here. GNO presents Aberration, Apparition Exhibition until March 11. Aberration, Apparition is the new exhibition of Galerie du Nouvel Ontario. It brings together a group of artists from Northern Ontario, Nadine Arpin, César Ferrero, Tahilir LB, Marnie Marriott, Lucy Woke, Ray Fox et Alexander Rondeau. They are queer, trans, and or two-spirit, 2QT, identified contemporary artists. Working with various mediums, each of the artists' pieces offer nuanced, northern readings of queer hauntology, the complicated and varying forces at play in navigating the world as a 2QT person. Hauntology, originally coined by Jacques Derrida, refers to the often invisible yet perceptible feeling of a social and cultural past as it lingers into the present. The exhibition runs until March 11 at Place des Arts. More information is available online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury Exhibitions Winter 2023. The Art Gallery of Sudbury has a number of exhibitions on display this winter. Gallery 1 features Blazes Along the Trail, Exploring David Milne's Imaginative Vision, a new major exhibition of works by David Milne, circulated by Art Windsor Essex and curated by Christopher Finn. This exhibition presents a selection of works from core areas of Milne's artistic practice in oil painting, watercolors, and dry point prints. You can catch the exhibition until March 19. There are also three other exhibitions showing at the Art Gallery of Sudbury concurrently with this exhibition. The spaces in between Stairwell and Gallery 2, on display until February 5, Frank M. Stark. The Bud Car Train from Sudbury to White River, Gallery 2, on display until February 5. An exhibit of the work of Emma Ducharme is also on display at the Laughing Buddha restaurant until April 11. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.